A 478.3B interchange of gifts. As tokens of affection, the holiday season is fast approaching with its interchange of gifts, and old and young are intently studying what they can bestow upon their friends, as a token of affectionate remembrance. It is pleasant to receive a gift, however small, from those we love. It is an assurance that 479 we are not forgotten, and seems to bind us to them a little closer. A 478.4 it is right to bestow upon one another tokens of love and remembrance, if we do not in this forget God, our best friend. We should make our gifts such as will prove a real benefit to the receiver. I would recommend such books, as will be an aid in understanding the Word of God or that will increase our love for its precepts. Provide something to be read during these long winter evenings. A 479.1 books, for children are recommended. There are many who have not books and publications upon present truth. Here is a large field, where money can be safely invested. There are large numbers of little ones who should be supplied with reading. The Sunshine Series, Golden Grains Series, Poems, Sabbath Readings, note references made in this article to non-current publications. As the principles set forth in this connection are applicable today, these specific references are left in the article, etc., are all precious books and may be introduced safely into every family. The many trifles usually spent on candies and useless toys may be treasured up with which to buy these volumes. A 479.2 lets those who wish to make valuable presents to their children, grandchildren, nephews, and nieces procure for them the children's books mentioned above. For young people the life of Joseph Bates is a treasure, also the three volumes of the Spirit of Prophecy. Note early E.G. White's books preceding the present Conflict of the Ages series. These volumes should be placed in every family in the land. God is giving light from heaven, and not a family should be without it. 480 Let the presents you shall make be of that order which will shed beams of light upon the pathway to heaven. A 479.3 Jesus not to be forgotten. Brethren and sisters, while you are devising gifts for one another, I would remind you of our heavenly friend, lest you should be unmindful of his claims. Will ye not be pleased, if we show that we have not forgotten him? Jesus, the Prince of Life, gave all to bring salvation within our reach. He suffered even unto death, that he might give us eternal life. A 480.1 It is through Christ that we receive every blessing. Shall not our heavenly benefactor share in the tokens of our gratitude and love? Come, brethren and sisters, come with your children, even the babes in your arms, and bring your offerings to God according to your ability. Make melody to him in your hearts, and let his praise be upon your lips. A 480.2 Christmas, a time to honor God. By the world the holidays are spent in frivolity and extravagance, gluttony and display. Thousands of dollars will be worse than thrown away upon the coming Christmas and New Year's in needless indulgences. But it is our privilege to depart from the customs and practices of this degenerate age, and instead of expending means merely for the gratification of the appetite or for needless ornaments or articles of clothing, we may make the coming holidays an occasion in which to honor and glorify God. A 480.3 Christ should be the supreme object, but as Christmas has been observed, the glory is turned from him to mortal man, whose sinful, defective character made it necessary for him to come to our world. 480.4 Jesus, the majesty of heaven, the royal king of heaven, laid aside his royalty, left his throne of glory, his high command, and came into our world to bring to fallen man, weakened in moral power and corrupted by sin, aid divine. A 481.1 Parents should keep these things before their children and instruct them, line upon line, precept upon precept, in their obligation to God, not their obligation to each other, to honor and glorify one another by gifts and offerings. A 481.2 Turn thoughts of the children into a new channel. There are many things which can be devised with taste and cost far less than the unnecessary presents that are so frequently bestowed upon our children and relatives, and thus courtesy can be shown and happiness brought into the home. A 481.3 You can teach your children a lesson, while you explain to them the reason why you have made a change in the value of their presence, telling them that you are convinced that you have hitherto considered their pleasure more than the glory of God. Tell them that you have thought more of your own pleasure and of their gratification and of keeping in harmony with the customs and traditions of the world, in making presents to those who did not need them, than you have of advancing the cause of God. Like the wise men of old, you may offer to God your best gifts and show by your offerings to Him that you appreciate His gift to a sinful world. Set your children's thoughts running in a new, unselfish channel by inciting them to present offerings to God for the gift of His only begotten Son. 482-481.4 Shall we have a Christmas tree? God would be well pleased if on Christmas each church would have a Christmas tree on which shall be hung offerings, great and small, for these houses of worship. Note: reference is made in this article to current building projects. As the principles set forth in this connection are applicable today, these specific references are left in the article. Letters of inquiry have come to us asking, shall we have a Christmas tree? Will it not be like the world? We answer, you can make it like the world, if you have a disposition to do so, or you can make it as unlike the world as possible,